You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Colt Molesky, bringing you some updates from Summer League. I am in Las Vegas. That's right. I'm on the UNLV campus right now, just behind the gyms where they play the Summer League games here in Vegas, enjoying some really nice toasty weather. While I'm recording this, it's about 7 p.m. here. I've wrapped up most of the games throughout the afternoon, so I thought I'd do a show here. Didn't do one early this morning. Wanted to see some of the actual Summer League action. Watched some of the games from yesterday, but didn't actually see any of it live. So I wanted to bring you some content after I saw the Summer League games live. Obviously, the Timberwolves didn't play today, but I still have some takeaways, and I had a blast. This is my first official day of Summer League ever, so it was good to be here. Really fun opportunity, and I'm so glad that I can be here, and I'm so glad to be bringing you content from Las Vegas. So let's dive into it. I've got some highlights, some takeaways, and an overreaction. So my first thing is highlights. Let's get to those right away. And that has to do with the New York Knicks and really to the Atlanta Hawks, were just a fun highlight reel as well. But the New York Knicks with Kevin Knox, oh man, he threw down a few dunks that were so nasty. Some of those, I've got a problem with the rim, kind of vicious dunks. And John Collins matched him dunk for dunk the same way. And there was a few other dunks that if a foul had not been called on like a screen or something, he probably would have ended up with five vicious dunks. And they were definitely the highlights. The first dunk he had, though, where he just drives right down the lane, gets free, takes off from just after the free throw line, and goes airborne, just smashes the rim, and then swings so violently forward that his knees actually go up and behind the backboard. That was definitely the highlight of the day, for me anyways. And I was sitting, I picked out a great spot. I was sitting through the Spurs game, and I just kind of stayed after the Spurs game for the Knicks-Hawks game. And so I had great seats right basically underneath the hoop where this was going down. So it was a perfect view, really cool dunk. And this kind of leads me to my other point that I wanted to make about highlights. This team that the Knicks have in Summer League, I think it might be, I tweeted about this earlier today, I think this might be my favorite Summer League team. I'm 100% bought into the Knicks Summer League team, and I know I haven't seen them all in person as of yet, but already, I just love watching these Knicks play. They're highlight reels, they really are. They really are just a highlight reel team. You've got Kevin Knox, obviously, is going to be thrilling. Frankie Smokes has gotten a lot better. He made some really fun defensive plays, especially a couple against Trae Young that really got the crowd into it. Robinson was playing really aggressive. That Williams and Harper were two kind of stretch forward guys who were playing all over the place, made some really nice rim running cuts to the basket, and had some really nice aggressive plays. Some blocks from, I believe it was, a block from Harper was really nice as well. I believe it was, excuse me. But this is just a fun team, a bunch of really long guys. There's a ton of really long forwards on this team that are just dashing all over the place, and they've got a couple guards that are trying to pick up the tempo a little bit. And this team doesn't, I mean, they went 6-24 from three-point land. This team isn't going to really go for threes. I think they're going to cut a lot, they're going to get to the basket a lot, and they're going to try and go for dunks. They're going to try and go for the highlight reel dunks while they're getting to the rim. And that's just, for Summer League, that's just fine for me. If you don't have a balanced attack, if you can't shoot the three-point ball, that's fine. They're going to get to New York and Well, that might still be a problem in New York, but there, whatever happens, happens through Summer League. These are exhibition games. I know that you can learn some stuff, but honestly, not that much from it. So a team like the Knicks is a fun team to watch, and I'm all in on the Knicks. Whether they keep winning or not in Summer League, I don't really care, but they're a fun team to watch. So if you have the chance, make sure to tune in and watch some of the Knicks. The player that impressed me today, moving on, the player that impressed me, I was watching the Portland-Utah game earlier. I wanted to see some of Grayson Allen. I wanted to see Zach Collins, how he was going to play. And honestly, I didn't have any work to do that early in the morning quite yet. So I was just going to enjoy some of the basketball games since I'm here. I'm not going to not watch the basketball games. I love basketball way too much to do that. So I went and watched the Utah Jazz and the Portland Trailblazers, and this was a really fun game. I thought it was a pretty entertaining watch, at least early on when it was still fairly tight. But the player that impressed me a lot was Gary Trent Jr., the Duke guard. He just moved. He ended it with 16 points, shot 3 for 7, did really good from the free throw line. His first 8 points were all from the charity stripe. But he just moved so fluidly, and he didn't score early on, but there was a ton of plays where some of the big guys on Portland were just setting these sloppy moving screens, and they were getting called. And if those hadn't gotten called, he knocks down 4 shots before he even gets to the charity stripe. So really smooth play from him, really crisp, gliding action through the defense. Did a really nice job when he's creating his own shot. It was really something to watch, and he didn't need some help. It really helped him to keep the ball off of a pick and kind of move off that action. But and you didn't see a ton of assists from him either, was the other thing. Just 1 assist on the day, and so you can take it as a negative that maybe, I don't know, he was a selfish player or something. But I just looked at a player who could really create his own stuff and really make stuff happen for his offense and move so well through defense. Granted, it is a summer league defense, but he still looked really nice. And I enjoyed watching him immensely today. And he was definitely the spotlight performance of the day for me, just from one individual player. And so throughout the rest of the time here, if I'm not watching the Knicks or the Timberwolves, I'm probably going to be watching Gary Trent and trying to get over to his games as much as I can. He was fun to watch, and I encourage you to tune into him as well. Now, before we keep talking here, let's get to some sponsors. Talking about Summer League action, my first day here, second day in Vegas for the Summer League. Just talking, highlighting some of the highlights, the teams that I was watching, a player that that really impressed me, that I liked to play, personal play, individual player performance that really was highlighted for me. And now let's get on to my hot take of the day. So again, this is my first day in Summer League, first day here, officially the second day for Vegas for the Summer League. But my hot take is that Harry Giles is the best player on the Kings, which is a very hot take if you are anywhere in the realm of believing that Bagley is the one who's going to save that team or be the one for that team. And now I know that this is Summer League and that you can't really base too much off of these games. That's why it's a hot take, folks. I'm opening myself up to the criticism. I just want to read you some of the stat lines, though, for Harry Giles. You have 13 points, 3 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block in his first game in Summer League. 4 points, 3 rebounds, 4 steals, 1 block in his second game. 11 points, 12 rebounds, 1 block in his third game. And then the game I watched today, 14 points, 6 rebounds, 5 steals, 1 block. So even he had a down game scoring-wise in his second game, but he still showed up defensively. He is a massive presence defensively. When I was watching the game today against the Suns, by the way, not a great game. Pretty boring game, actually, objectively speaking. The stadium was the most packed it's been of the day when these two teams spilled into the arena. And really not much fight, not too many fireworks for teams that were fielding Mikal Bridges, DeAndre Ayton, Josh Jackson. You have Bagley the third. You have the Josh Jackson on the other side from North Carolina. Even guys like Frank Mason the third, the point guard for Sacramento, you kind of expect some things to be kind of fun to watch. It was a fairly boring, mundane game, but Giles was the reason I stuck around and watched this game, because he was just phenomenal to watch. Super, uber aggressive on defense. Really was the standout guy on both ends of the floor, because he's not getting as many opportunities as Bagley is, but he's making the most of his opportunities, really doing a good job picking the shots that are going to work for him the best and give him the best looks. And on the defensive side, he was just vicious. He was getting in the face of DeAndre Ayton, of pretty much everybody who's defending of the Suns. He was doing a terrific job attacking passing lanes, being aggressive, not sitting back in his defense, but really playing up on the Suns and what they're trying to do offensively. So this guy is somebody to watch, where if you're looking at him, and obviously injuries and stuff have been a concern for him, but if you're looking at him, it's kind of a clean slate headed into this season for him. And or at least that's the way I suspect the Sacramento Kings would want to approach it. Just, you know what, you're starting out, this is a new season, new slate, and you're going to try and just attack this season fresh, not think about the past, really attack this season fresh with the new roster that we have in place. You're one of the guys that we're going to need to depend on with Bagley. And through Summer League, he has looked like the better player, at least to me. To my eyes, he has looked like the better player. And he's somebody I would definitely watch throughout Summer League, because I don't want to put too much on Summer League. You really can't put too much onus on Summer League. In these exhibition games where not really everybody's playing defense, you don't want to put a ton of sway on decisions making in Summer League. At the same time, I'm watching this game. Marvin Bagley, he's getting all these opportunities. He's airballing a bunch of shots. There's plenty of defensive possessions where he looks a little lax, looks a little bit like he's playing on his heels. Giles is attacking every single possession that he's out on the floor, and he looked really good. I'm not saying that Bagley's a bust or anything like that, but I'm saying that the momentum from this team, at least from somebody who is just sitting on the sidelines, I'm not talking to these players, I'm not a Sacramento Kings beat reporter, so I'm not plugged into what's happening in the locker room. But just from a guy sitting on the sidelines watching these guys play, right now the motor behind this team is Harry Giles. And so that's what led me to raising the question, is he the premier guy on this team? Is this the best guy on the Kings right now? And maybe it is. Maybe that'll change in December, and it'll clearly be Bagley after a few months of him trying to figure out. But right now, I feel like it's Giles is the best player on the Sacramento Kings roster. All right, to finish it out, we're going to get back to some Timberwolves news. Again, I apologize if you didn't like this stuff. The Timberwolves did not play today, and really, after all the previewing going into Summer League, there's not too much to talk about for the Timberwolves, so that's why I saved it to the end of this segment. But tomorrow, the Timberwolves will be playing bright and early at noon. They're going to be playing the Raptors. And a couple things that if you haven't listened to it, go check out the episode, the podcast that I put out a few days ago, Expectations Headed into Summer League, was the podcast I did kind of before I took off on the plane to get to Vegas, and what I'm expecting from this team. Go check that out if you haven't listened to it yet. That'll be a nice insight for you prepping for the Summer League game. The other thing that I want to reference just quickly is being here, being around all these NBA writers. So much talk about Kawhi. So much talk about where he's going to go, what his plan is. So much talk about, and it was surprising, what surprised me was how much talk I had.